Nearly 100 people gathered at the Tantramar Municipal Hall on Saturday to talk housing, hosted by the members of the Mayor's Roundtable on Housing. New Brunswick's new Minister for Housing, David Hickey, drove up from St. John to attend the event. Hickey started off his introductory speech with a shout-out to Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten, who was also in attendance.
We brought forward rent cap legislation in the fall, and in being an opposition party, sometimes certainly what we felt from the opposition party was that it was terrible and should rip it up and never explore rent cap legislation again. But Megan saw the opportunity to make the bill better, to do something about it, and because of that, we were able to strengthen our bill through the committee process. She brought meaningful amendments forward, and because of that, we were able to make a bill better. So I specifically wanted to highlight Megan's work on that.
Hickey took the opportunity Saturday to outline what he called a twofold focus for the new Liberal government: increasing protections for tenants, with already passed 3% rent cap legislation and a coming review of the Residential Tenancies Act, and also efforts to increase the supply of housing in the province, including removing the PST on new multi-unit developments and property tax reform. Mayor Andrew Black cited some of the steps taken so far by the Mayor's Roundtable, including a recent motion that could eventually lead to bylaw changes that will allow people to build garden suites on their properties. The gathered crowd asked about everything from property taxes to co-housing opportunities to foreign ownership and the need for infrastructure to support affordable housing growth. CHMA spoke to some of those in the room on Saturday. Sackville resident Ashley Legier was there to share her experience working in Amherst as the executive director of Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association, a position created with funding directly from the town of Amherst. She stressed the important role of not-for-profits in solving the housing crisis and also the role of municipalities in supporting them.
You talked about the role of the municipality, in Tantramar sort of taking this on, and what Amherst did. You said federal and provincial governments, go home at 5 o'clock. Tell me what you mean by that. Like, why is the municipality so key?
So the municipality, the mayor lives here, right? The councillors live here. We are the community. Not that the provincial and federal representative don't live in the area, but they are able to say, we can help you from 9 to 5 a lot of the time. And I'm not speaking about Nova Scotia. The relationship we have with the province and the feds are wonderful. But I see in a lot of other places where they don't work together, and there's a lot of finger pointing. And Amherst just didn't do that. The municipal council said, we know that this is our community. We represent our community members from a boots on the ground. And we want to address this, and we want to support the province, and we want to support the feds with this project. And we don't want our hands out. We want our fingers in, noses in. How do we do it? How do we support you? How do we help you? And they just did it. They stepped up to the table, and they continue to step up to the table, and they are phenomenal. I've never worked in a place like it where the municipality is, how can we help you, and how can we complement what the province is doing, and not, why is the province not doing this? So it's a different business model than most places.
Artie Kenny is a lifelong Sackvillian who says he's long questioned whether what we call affordable housing is actually enough to allow people to thrive.
My job in life is developing land. That's what I do for others, and I've actually started to do it myself. So all the information that we're listening to, all the stories and the troubles that people are having, is all good information and all good background to understand some of the challenges from their perspective. I understand the challenges of building. I understand the challenges and the costs of producing the developments and the infrastructure. It's nice to hear all of the issues from others that they're having, and all the other problems and all the... I do see the costs to do what we're doing. And I find it, I've always asked that question, what do they define as affordable? Because in my mind, what people work for around here, the terms of affordable is not really affordable. It's actually the amount of things that take up a person's income from a month does not give them a great sustainable lifestyle. It's a matter of just being able to live day to day and go through life working, really, to just be able to provide for themselves rather than to have thrive. So not just listening and love to hear the stories and love to hear the passion from some of the people that are volunteering and are spending their time here trying to help others. And that's what I take from this, is that's what the enthusiasm is, what I get from it. So.
Jocelyn Mason, I enjoyed today. I think it's really a good starting point. I did notice that the people who were able to attend skewed older than potentially like most of the people maybe coming into like housing might be, but I definitely think it's a good starting point. My roommate and I came because we also have roommates who weren't able to come who were interested, and so like we'll be sharing a lot of what we learned today and then probably having conversations moving forward. Having spaces like the meeting today are really important because you kind of get to hear from everybody in the community involved that you're currently in. And so you get to hear like not just like potentially your own issues, but you also get to hear like potential like housing initiatives that are happening and things that are in the works and things that you may or may not be able to help get involved in for like the area that you might live in to be able to stay.
All right. Thanks very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Deb Jollymore asked about representation on the Mayor's Roundtable and wondered whether the group included the voices of those in the most need.
I think that it's brave that this is happening. It's very brave of Mayor Black to, you know, to put himself out here and even take that question. I think that we all have blind spots. And I think that, you know, if as a community we take an approach where we're looking for inclusion and we're looking to include people, that we'll see an improvement. I think that the response that we received was very telling that, you know, that in this situation that, no, the representation is not there and it hadn't even been considered.
And maybe you can give me just your general reaction to this event as a whole. What do you think of what you've heard today? Do you think it will help?
I think that it's really hopeful. I think I'm really excited that the town council is looking at allowing garden suites. I think that that's going to unlock a lot of potential in our community for families to expand their living arrangements and make space for their extended family or perhaps students or what have you. I think that it was very informative. They had some really good speakers regarding, you know, different options, different ways of looking at housing development. And it actually, you know, gave me some hope because, you know, we do have a lot of great organizations working towards like cooperative housing programs and sustainable solutions. So it's good to see.
That was Deb Jollymore, and before her, Jocelyn Mason, Artie Kenny, and Ashley Legere, some of the nearly 100 participants in a housing session on Saturday at the Tantramar Municipal Office. Mayor Andrew Black says the roundtable will be collecting the information gathered at the event and making it available through the municipality's website.
This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.